Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. My first guest tonight is a comedian, author, and the former host of The Daily Show. Please welcome back to The Late Show, it's Trevor Noah. Nice to see you. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, Stephen.
Nice to see you, too. Thank you for dressing for the occasion.
I tried.
Not everybody understands. On a late night show, you should wear a coat and tie.
No, I mean, this is...
I'm wearing a hoodie.
I like this, you know? I mean, yep. The hoodie days are over for me. I know. Well, actually, they've just begun.
I know. I know. Well, congratulations on your post-Daily Show career.
Thank you, my friend.
Congratulations
on
your run over there for
thank
the past 7 years.
Thank you.
Definitely made the place your own.
Thank you very much. And thank you for the support from the beginning.
You got it, brother. So now, you hosted your last Daily Show, as the people who don't know, last month.
Yes.
Do you ever, even at this point, because after 7 years, doing 160 a year, something like
that.
You ever wake up in the morning and go, what am I doing on the show tonight, before you realize you don't have to do that tonight?
No, you know what? That took, I would say, 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then I realized, oh, no, I don't need to know. I just don't need to know.
Do you not follow the news?
No, I follow the news, but I don't need to know. And I can choose when to follow the news. So before it was, you know what it's like. Wake up, what's the news? Go to sleep,
what's the news? Oh, go to bed before you go to bed, you're
digesting. Everything is the news, I was telling someone backstage, you know, like, I remember there was one Met Gala after party I was at, and you're at this event. It's amazing. Everyone's having a good time. You know, there's people dancing. There's Rihanna, there's Harry Styles. And I'm in the corner. I'm like, is the filibuster tomorrow? What is happening tomorrow? I got to remember. What's happening? Oh, yeah, the death ceiling? Is that what's... It's like, no. Wow. So now I decide when to consume news.
You're a really good dancer, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Even fake dancing, that was really good.
That's my...
That was really nice.
Thank you very much. That's my...
Let me ask you. So that's what's hard about it. What did you love about it?
I mean, number one, the people.
Mm-hmm. The people you got to work with.
Yeah, the people I got to work with. You said something that inspired me for my entire run at The Daily Show. You were doing an event, I think it was in New Jersey. You were at a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the audio from this. And this was maybe right before I started hosting The Daily Show. Yeah. And you said that people mistake the joy that you express on the show as you having the joy of doing the show on television. But actually what this is a manifestation of the joy that you've experienced creating the show with the people you created with.
Exactly. I say we do the show for each other all day.
Yeah, and then
and
you get to share it.
And it's my responsibility and privilege to share with the audience what we already did with each other today.
Like all the things that everyone here experienced live that maybe people on TV won't. Like we share that, right?
Yes.
And then the things that you and the writers experienced, that's everything. I'll miss all of that. I'll miss the people, I'll miss the culture, I'll miss the vibe.
What about the grind? Because I remember
I will not miss the grind.
Miss the grind because we were having dinner together. Somebody else was having a dinner party. We were both invited to it in the spring of 16. We were both in our jobs about the same time.
Right.
And I said, so what? How's it going? And you said, I'm paraphrasing here. Was like, I did not expect the pace to be this relentless.
No.
And I said, well, you got to kind of love the grind. You have to like kind of eat the grind. It has to kind of feed you.
Yeah.
And you have to lean into all that stress and anxiety.
For people who don't understand what this is like, making a daily television show in many ways is like planning a wedding. Imagine planning a wedding. So you're thinking, who are the guests? What are you going to wear? What's going to happen? Who's going to be making a toast? What will the speeches be about? What's everybody eating? Who's sitting where? How's it all going? And the wedding happens, and then you go, all right, we're doing another wedding tomorrow. And it's like...
you got about 5 minutes
you don't even
after
get
the show
to have a honeymoon. There's no honeymoon.
That's
there's
it.
No moment. So
yeah.
I do miss the discipline. I do miss the joy that came from cracking that nut every single day.
Yes.
But I don't miss the grind. I miss thinking about things more as well now. So something happens, and now I miss... Like, I enjoy the fact that I just get to sit and be like, huh, I don't have an opinion yet.
That sounds lovely. How often did you get back to South Africa? I know when you first started, you were going back a ton.
Yeah, I was. And that's
every weekend?
No. I used to go back every third weekend.
But still a lot.
It's not, I mean, but it's home.
It's a 16-hour flight.
Yeah, but that's like driving through the tunnel.
I guess so. That's fair. That's
Once you're fair. In, you're in.
That's fair.
We have to take a quick break. Stick around. We'll be right back with more Trevor Noah, that guy right there.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That fella right there, that's Trevor Noah. Okay, in February, I don't have the date yet. What's
February 5th.
February 5th, okay. Yes. February 5th, which is it's a Sunday.
It is a Sunday. It is a Sunday.
You are hosting the Grammys.
I am hosting the Grammys. Thank
Second,
you very
third
much.
Time? Was it?
Third time.
Third time. Very nice. Third time. Very nice. I think the Grammys has got to be the best award show.
By far.
It's the most entertaining
By
because
far.
The people are doing entertaining things.
Well, this is the thing I try and tell people. You have to be a fan of the Grammys because you are invariably a fan of music.
Yes.
And the thing I love about the Grammys selfishly is every time I go to the Grammys, I discover a new artist that I didn't fully appreciate and I didn't love for the reasons that I should have. So, you know, you go to the Grammys, you know the artists you know, all right? You'll know Beyonce, you'll know Adele. You'll be like, oh, okay, I know these people. And then you'll discover artists who'll change your life. They perform live in ways that you couldn't have imagined. Like, Brandi Carlile became an instant favorite for me.
Sure.
Every single time she performed at the Grammys, in rehearsals, you know, the rehearsals the day of the show, the live show, I was watching this person go, how is this a human like being? How is she doing this? Mm-hmm. This is like this is AI.
This is
it's too precise, it's perfect. But like you experience music in a way that you know, and you're a big fan of music, but anyone who is, it's wonderful to see. It's a different way to experience it. It's a concert for everybody. And you see artists jamming to other artists. That's my favorite thing. So you'll see Bad Bunny mouthing along to like a Taylor Swift song, and you're just like, what? Look at this.
One of the weirdest things, I've never hosted, but I did like an opening, like 10-minute set once many years ago. And, you know, I'm making jokes about Jay-Z in the front row. And then I go backstage and I'm just chilling for just a second. And there's Beyonce and Lady Gaga and Slash and Robert Downey Jr.
It's
like,
insane.
This is the craziest group of people.
Yes, it is completely in, it is everybody's bedroom poster come to life. That's what the Grammys is.
Okay, so what was your first concert? Speaking of people who love music.
What was my first concert? So I couldn't really go to concerts when I was a kid. My mom, I grew up very religious, so I was limited to gospel music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's all I could listen to, gospel, and then, like, church rap, like, Christian rap, which isn't as cool as it doesn't sound. mm-hmm. And so... I remember there was actually a talent show at school, and they were like, everyone should come and perform their song. And I had this this Christian rap CD that my mom bought, because everyone else was listening to rap, and my mom wouldn't let me listen to the rap other kids were listening to. And then I was like, I got the rap that I'm gonna... And I came into school, and they're like, Trevor, what's your song? I was like, I'm gonna rap. And they're like, go. And I was like, give me a J. J, you got your J. Give me an E. E, you got your E. Give me an S-U-S. And I saw the crowd, like, everyone in the school was just like, is he spelling Jesus? It was, yeah.
Quick, what rhymes with Ecclesiastes? Well, you know, gospel to pop music, it's a small hop, though.
It is, actually.
Mavis Staples said that when they were switching over from gospel into pop music, they just took all the Jesus and turned them into babies.
It actually works.
I love you, Jesus.
It actually really works, yeah. Yeah, and when you see the parts, you know, like the Arethas, the everybody. I mean, there's definitely a link, because music is still music at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think my first real concert was called a Peter Stuyvesant Spectacular. Back in the day when cigarettes were allowed to advertise things, there was a concert in South Africa, and it was everybody from, like, Keith Sweat to Naughty by Nature to... I just remember... It was everyone and everything at the same time, and there were three stages where everyone was performing simultaneously, which I think they thought made sense at the time.
And like so it was a circus?
Yeah, it's like you'd be watching, you know, someone performing, and then you just hear on the other side, baby, and now... And then everyone would scream, and you all run to watch that, and then you hear somebody sing on that side, and you try to run to watch that. And
how old are you at this point?
How old was I? I don't remember.
I'm afraid that's the end of the interview. I'm sorry.
I don't have any questions after that.
We have to take a little break here. Yeah. We'll be right back with Trevor Noah, everybody.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
This man right there, you know him. That's the host of this year's Grammys, Trevor Noah. You, I'm glad we have you here, you know, physically tonight.
Oh, boy.
Because there's been some danger in your past.
Oh, boy.
You recently took... When did you do this?
So this was over the December holidays.
Oh, so you leave the show,
yes.
And you're like, you know what? I'm going to get the hell out of this country. You go to Costa Rica.
Yeah, that's my annual trip. So everyone... So I've been lucky enough to have the same group of friends going on, what are we now, 14, 15 years from South Africa. We all started our careers together, different paths, different journeys. But every year, we make sure that we go on a friends trip. Doesn't matter where it is. Sometimes South Africa, sometimes, you know, it can be California. This time was Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. We do something that we don't really want to do for the experience. You have to. Like, I force everybody.
Don't want to do or, like, that scares me or something?
Yeah, like, that don't want to do. So people be like, I don't know if we want to do that. And I'm like, that's why we should do it. And so this year, I picked whitewater river rafting.
Okay, so here, this is in Costa Rica.
Yes.
And this looks like a pretty vigorous river.
It's fantastic.
Okay, so
it's fantastic.
Here you are.
Yeah.
About to go over the falls. And
right.
That's you right there, right?
That is me right there.
That's you lying down.
So
not just, paddling.
So just so people understand, like, the guide... No. You're not supposed to... There's points where you paddle and there's points where you don't. And you have to listen to the guide who's on the back,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So our guide, Chico, he was telling us, he's like, guys, you're going to be paddling. When I say stop, you stop. You put the oars up. When I say paddle, you paddle. Go, right? So yes. I'm listening the whole time. Like, stop, go. Stop, go.
Yes.
I've got it. That's what I'm doing.
Yes.
Right? And then he goes, we're coming to a rapid. It's going to be great. I was like, all right, we're ready for it. Rapids are great. Rapids are cool. You go through a few. You're like, this is easy. This is fun. And then... It's not.
We'll take them through the process right here. Okay.
Right. So this is joy.
This is joy.
This is
fun.
This is me realizing that, oh, this is what I've always wanted to do. This is fun.
Right. Okay.
So that's now not me anymore. That's actually my friend Anele, and she has flipped upside down, as you can see. You've got to admit, it's a pretty amazing picture.
It is.
It's just to have your shoes.
Sure. It's a wonderful picture to look at.
Yes. But when you're in it, it's cool because you don't know that it's happened yet. You've done river rafting, right?
I have, yeah.
Have you ever gone out of the boat?
No, my mom popped out of the boat.
Oh, wow.
That was shocking. The photo of me at that point is we're all in the boat together at the top of the rapids, and then halfway over the rapids, just me going... And my mom is gone over here.
Yeah, because you don't know, right? Uh-huh. That's the crazy thing about it is you don't know. But, and then the next thing you know, there's no boat under you. The water's on top of you. The boat's on top of you. And then you're like, oh, I don't think I'm in a boat anymore. But you still have your paddle.
And this is well past when you've realized what's happened.
Yeah, so that's the face when I realize that I might... No, but to give you full context, I was having a good time until one of my closest friends decided to pull me down into the water to try and lift himself up, which I understand is a common... This is a common thing that happens in water.
You look buoyant to me.
I've been told that
raft.
Many times. Thank you very much.
And you said that river rafting is... This experience is a metaphor for life. How so?
I truly think it is. I think in life, you know, you're on a river. You can't control what the river's going to be like, There's going to be moments where it's beautiful and calm. There's going to be moments where there are rapids that shake you up. You don't know what your life will be like. What you can control is the people you're in the boat with. And so I'm glad I chose those people for my life, for that boat ride, for that journey. It was
knowing
wonderful.
That one of them will try to drown you it to get out of the river.
He didn't try to drown me, try to save himself. And in the process, he pulled me down.
Wasn't trying to drown you.
It was merely amazing.
Didn't care whether you live.
My
That's
life
all.
Flashed before my eyes. Mm-hmm. You know what no one tells you when your life flashes before your eyes is that you also remember random things.
What
everyone thinks it's going to be like, when you were born. I was just like, that's where I left that controller. It's like random things like that come into your head.
Yeah, there it is. That's exactly right. So you're back on the road on a comedy tour.
I am indeed.
Okay, well, how is that? Now, you get to go out there and live the life on the road, which you did for many years.
Yeah.
Is that fun for you? Do you enjoy that?
I love it. I miss meeting people in person. I miss meeting people where they are. The thing I loved about The Daily Show was I was in a world where I was consuming the news constantly. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I didn't enjoy about it was that the news was often defined by a place. Oftentimes, it would be the coast or where, the news organizations are. Yeah. But you wouldn't get a real sense of what people are experiencing. And so what I love about doing stand-up is I get to bridge the gap between what I think I know about a place and its people and what the people actually think about the place and the people who are there. So, mm-hmm. I have ideas of Georgia, but then I get to go do shows in Georgia and I get to meet Georgians and I get to talk to them and I go to a diner and I go to cafes and I go to restaurants. The same thing in India. I have ideas about India, but then I go to India. And I think each time it refines me, it changes my point of view, it gets rid of some of my biases, gets rid of just some of the ignorance that we all have about places we don't know about. So I love that part of the journey. And then on Monday, I don't have to worry about, is it George Santos? Is that his name?
Sometimes. That is sometimes his name. I agree. Going on the road and meeting the people is the best thing.
It's amazing. It really, really is
Before
amazing.
Before we go, we got to go here. We got one last question for you. We talked about this a couple years ago when you were on here because you play Shuri's AI bot, Grio, in the Black Panther universe.
I do.
Okay.
I do indeed.
And I had forgotten this. And I had some of the cast on, and I wanted to go watch it recently, and I went, why is that voice so familiar? Because I'm listening to the iPad. And I went, that's Trevor.
Yeah.
That's Trevor. And everybody's like, it is? I looked it up. It's like, I forgot he is. But I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay, go.
Okoye is, being attacked. Shuri is on the ropes.
This is true.
And you're saying, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Some urgency from Grio, please. It sounds like you don't care what's happening to these people.
I hear what you're saying, Stephen, and I think...
That's the kind of voice I don't want to hear from Grio.
No, but you see, Stephen, as an AI, what I try and do is get into the role of what I'm performing. I'm an actor in that moment, Stephen.
Okay.
And so now imagine if you were talking to your AI. Imagine if you pulled up one of your devices and you said to your AI, you were like, call 911, and Siri was like,
No, wait, stop. Cancel. You literally... I had to cancel it. Siri was calling 911.
And then it heard me screaming, now someone's on the way.
Exactly.
Now someone's on the way here right now.
You can see Trevor hosting the Grammys on February 5th on CBS. It's Trevor Noah, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.